Horn wearing makeup, baby.
Jennifer Horn is not wearing makeup. Doug Steffen is not wearing makeup. Ken Kessler is not wearing makeup. That's the news flash of the morning. Here to motivate
you. To be accurate, I might have a little mascara on.
What, left over from yesterday?
Yeah. I can feel it. Really? I don't think I scrubbed well enough.
Ah, okay. Well, that's a shame. Sorry to hear about that. Okay, so here we are, raring to go. Charlotte got into something last night. I've been up half the night trying to deal with whatever it was that she got into. I don't know. I'm trying to...
Like what?
Well, I think what happened while I was gone is that some of the boys and girls that play on the farm have managed to fill the rubbish barrel with chicken bones. And she got into that somehow or other. And so that's not... They never want to have bones like that laying around. Bad for dogs. So I got to keep my eye on her. And in the meantime, while I was up half of the night, I was reading a book, a new book called The Desire Map, which is quite a good guide. I would. I'm reading all kinds of interesting and different things.
Do you ever read just like a James Patterson novel?
No, okay. Never. Nope, I don't read novels. I don't read for fun. I don't. I read. I read for the program, or I read for self-improvement. That's what I do. And so you asked, there it is. How about we start out with some good news? Good news. The couple and their four children who went missing in the mountains of northern Nevada over the weekend found safe yesterday. Police say that they were found in fairly good shape by volunteer rescuers in a spot where cell reception was not very good. Isn't it interesting that we talk about things in those terms? We look for people, we try to find people based on having cell phones with them. I find that fascinating. James Glanton, Christina McEntee, and their two children, ages 3 and 4, and a niece, age 10, nephew age 4, went missing Sunday night after they drove into a mining camp to play in the snow. Temperatures fell to minus 21 degrees Sunday night, and they were below zero during the day yesterday and the day before. So the fact that they found this couple and the four children who were with them, and they were basically safe and sound, is kind of a minor miracle. But certainly to be considered good news. A lot of people wondered about that yesterday, although I don't think it got the kind of coverage. Maybe because the storm itself, the winter weather that has pounced on this country, and it has. It has pounded the country from coast to coast. What's temperature in Los Angeles and San Diego this morning, Kenny and Jennifer?
I'd say it's about 40 degrees this morning.
40 degrees. Where is it where you are?
Okay. 45 here.
45. All right. So that's about 10 to 15 degrees below normal for this time of day, for this time of year where you are. Normally, overnight lows, upper 40s, low 50s in Los Angeles, certainly daytime highs in the 60s, 70s over the hill, maybe even in the 80s where you are, Jennifer, right?
Oh, yeah. And actually, it's going to be back to normal. The big report is we're going to be back where we should be.
Back to normal. Yeah.
Like, I like it. It's all right. Being cold, it's a little different.
So this storm system brought snow and freezing rain, horrible temperatures to the northeast yesterday. Flights were canceled in Philadelphia, New York, Baltimore, Washington. 1,400 flights from major East Coast cities to other places around the country canceled because of the cold and the snow. I was out driving yesterday afternoon. I'm about 40 miles away from my farm, and the snow started coming down. And people on the major highways were slowing down to a crawl, so I got off on the side roads. One of the things, after my experience last week driving around in Oklahoma and in Texas, where they don't really handle, especially in Texas, handle these sorts of storms well, because they don't have them that often. In our area, they are handled well. The streets were salted, and so they were not dry, but they weren't frozen. And so I got off on the side streets and drove back much quicker than I would have if I had stayed on the major roadways. But at any rate, this affected a lot of people. Baltimore, a couple of people were killed when their SUV collided with a commuter train. Weather is the cause of that. Most of the federal government closed down for the day. Hooray! Yesterday! Hooray! In honor of Nelson Mandela? No. In honor of the snowstorm. Forecasters say Philadelphia, Washington, and Baltimore will get up to 5 inches of snow today. So that takes care have yet another problem. Stay home.
Exactly.
Right. Let's keep
especially
the government.
If you're the government. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Please.
Now, I wonder whether or not I'll ask this question because I'm wondering whether this is good news or not. Sales in both the Diet Cola and beer industries on the decline, according to a report released in the Wall Street Journal. Store sales of zero and low-calorie sodas have dipped 7% during the past year. Regular soda off about 2% to 3%. Experts say this is because of concerns among consumers about the safety of the artificial sweeteners that are used in the diet sodas.
Almost everybody I know has either tried to quit or really, really cut down on soda. Mm-hmm.
Beer sales are off, too. 2% to 3%.
Well, that's just silly. I don't even drink beer. I don't know why I'm saying that.
Beer drinkers should save it for Richie. Beer drinkers are increasingly looking to healthier beverages, while others are concerned about the rising cost of beer. Now,
yeah, that's interesting that they say healthier beverages. What does that mean?
Well, I'll
like
give you
red wine or something like that. Because if you're trying to lose weight,
yeah,
beer, light beer. I mean, like when I'm going, like if I go out and I'm trying to watch my calories, I will order a light beer because it's like the lowest calorie thing you can order.
Really,
at least one of them. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. So now let's think about a substitute for beer.
Okay.
Got milk?
Kind of not the same thing.
All right. Well, this is a follow my drift here.
All right. I'm going to try.
You can play along just because.
The home edition of the Good Day Show?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
This is it. The situation as it has developed between the government and the farming industry, especially dairy farming, you've heard me talk about this many times before. The idea that the cost of milk going up the way it is. Now, I'm not sure that it's fair. For those of you who listen to me with regularity, you know that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I sell raw milk on my dairy farm in a store that we have for our cheeses and milk and ice cream and that sort of thing. We get $11 a gallon for the raw milk, and that's selling maybe 100 gallons. I think most we've ever sold 170 gallons in one day. But we sell a lot of it, and more people are coming in, and they don't care about what the cost is. But if you're going to the local food store and you're buying milk, the crap that comes out of the processing plants that really is no good for you.
Homogenized milk is what you mean by the crap, right?
It is crap. Anyway, the cost of milk, for those of you who are, again, buying it for your family, is going into the stratosphere by many standards. Cost is $2 on average, $2.40 more a gallon this year than it was last year. Now, people could say, why is that? There are people complaining because it's cheaper to cook breakfast for children than it is to give them cereal and milk. Now, the average bowl of cereal and the average, depending on where you are in the country, it could cost you $10 for cereal and milk. The price, I know, because I watch it around here where I am, the price has gone up about a dollar and something here. It's $4.90. I saw some yesterday for $4.94 a gallon of milk. That was, I think, in the high threes last year at this time. What does it cost, Kenny, for you to buy a gallon of milk or a quart of milk or however you buy it there where you are in Southern California?
Last time, in the last week or two, I think it was $3.99.
Uh-huh. What's it where you are, Jennifer?
You know, I don't buy milk.
Okay.
No, I'd imagine it's in the threes, but I don't.
Well, there are a lot of families whose children drink a ton of milk. And I know families, I know a lady who's a friend of my sister's who has, she buys some, she's been into the store to buy my raw milk, but she buys 10 gallons of milk a week and she says she can't afford $100
for
10 gallons of milk. But what she doesn't realize is how much better my milk, the raw milk, is than the stuff she buys in the store. But anyway, that's not the focus. If you go into your local Winn-Dixie or Ralph's or Stop and Shop or wherever the heck it is and you go to buy milk, or maybe you go to the farm, the prices are going higher, and people are not blaming the right store. They're blaming the farmers. It's not the farmer's fault. The farmer is not the person who decides what the price is. The farmer doesn't get enough to produce the milk because of the cost of feed and everything else. I'll tell you that. but they're not getting the money. The money's going to the producers who buy the milk from the farmer, and they process it, bottle it, and they distribute it. That's where the money is being made. Lower farm milk prices to the farmer resulted in a lot of farmers going out of business, and because of that, now there are fewer farmers, and the supply is tightening up, so that means whoosh, up go the prices. So with bad government policy and the fact that there are one or two companies around the country that pretty much control all the fluid milk supply, that's what you have. And it is all because of the government. You can say, oh, Stefan again, blaming the government. I'm telling you, it is the government that's responsible for screwing the farmers. And you've heard me talk about these new rules and regulations from the FDA and the USDA. That's why when you go to the store and you're ticked off because the meat you buy or the poultry that you buy or the eggs that you buy or the milk that you buy or whatever produce you're buying, squash, lettuce, whatever it is, the reason the prices are going crazy is because the government is screwing it up by requiring tests and all kinds of oversight that isn't necessary other than for the big companies that aren't going through the oversight. So, but I thought the most interesting thing was the cost of milk going up the way it was, and that's why I made the comments that I did. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Stetson. This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To discover some of the new musicians and newer Christmas music to add to some of your favorites. This is a classical pianist named Louis Colantania. Is that how you pronounce it, Kenny?
Colantania.
Colantania. Colantania. All right. Good. That was fairly close. He's pretty pensive guy just by listening to this. Most classical musicians are. And I just can tell, by the way, this is being played when I'm hearing.
This is a guy who's serious about his music.
So this is called The Dancing Snowflakes, one of the original songs on a new album called The Keys of Christmas. Can you hear this? If we go to the to your website, The Sounds of Christmas, Kenny, can we hear this fellow there?
When it comes on,
yeah.
I've got a couple thousand songs in rotation, but but this is in there.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Glad you called that to our attention. Coming up about 25 after the hour, tradition here in this hour of the program is for us to bring to your ears some of the fun from the monologues of the programs last night, the late night shows that we feature usually Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno and David Letterman and Jimmy Fallon, and today, no exception to that rule.
Did you see The Sound of Music, by the way? Oh, forget about it. It's the most exciting live television event since Matt Lauer's on-air prostate examination. The most exciting. Every 10 minutes, you got to vote off one of the trap kids. Let's see, there was Liesl von Trapp, Frederick von Trapp, Gretel von Trapp. Of course, then you got Kim, Courtney, Chloe. They were all there.
Vice President Joe Biden was happy to be back in the U.S. on Saturday after spending 6 days in Japan, China, and South Korea. Of course, no one had the heart to tell him it was only at P.F. Chang's, but still.
They have egg rolls and sushi and all sorts of food like that.
Speaking of Biden, in a new interview, President Obama said that Joe Biden has what it takes to be a great president. Then he added of the Yo Gabba Gabba fan club. But still, he does. He could be president one day if he tries hard enough.
All right, so I think those were left over from Monday night. Here are the Tuesday nights as we have time for them, starting with Conan O'Brien.
Holiday season in full swing. I think we are all feeling the spirit. But you know, people out there buying their gifts or decorations, anybody started shopping yet? What the hell was that? It's December. It's getting late. It's December.
That was the sound of the mighty economic machine.
Yeah.
Stuff costs money. I don't like like my friends that much.
A guy is flying from Louisiana to Houston, Texas. Not a big deal. United Airlines. During the flight, he falls asleep. The plane lands there in Houston, and for some reason, he doesn't wake up. Doesn't get off the plane. The United Airlines cleaning crew comes on the plane, cleans up the plane, turns off the lights, locks the door. The guy's there sleeping in the dark in the plane in a hangar in the airport. Wakes up, has no idea what's going on. Where he calls his wife on the cell phone, and so they got to send. And I'm saying, oh, really? They clean the plane, but the guy, I mean, what is he dressed like, a seat? Did they think he was a drunk pilot? I mean. But United Airlines responded. They said, well, we thought he was dead.
The only part of that was funny. I thought the way he told that story was not funny at all.
I did.
Anyway, well, good for you, Jennifer.
We can all laugh at different things.
28 after, yes, we can.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, is healthcare a right or a privilege?
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
We're back with the Both Sides Minute with Madeline and Alter. Today's question is, should health care be a right or a privilege in America?
It depends what you think your responsibilities are to the people who live in your state. And if you think that they think you should be on your own, well, that's one view of our obligations to one another. You know, so it really does go to first principles. That's one of the reasons that the Obamacare debate is so passionate, because it really is about the social contract and what we owe each other and whether people should have to fend for themselves or not.
The essence of, or the first principle, is that we have the right to pursue happiness and liberty and innovation. In that respect, insurance companies, which mitigated risk and spread the risk, were working just fine. And they were getting fixed as they were going.
This is your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Mary Matt.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
At the Hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with our focus on what's going on in the world. I'm Dudley, and this is Jennifer.
Nice to introduce you to Kenneth,
who's here as well. Well, the latest from South Africa, Nelson Mandela is still dead, and the celebrations of his life continue. Nothing new there. I'm pretty worn out on all of the news media coverage. I think it's way over the top. It's obnoxious, frankly.
The guy was a big figure, I would expect.
Okay, but I mean, how long is he going to go on? The guy's, he's dead.
He's not been dead that long.
Well, he's been dead long enough.
And
the conversation, so how much time do you devote to all this stuff? I don't feel to spend a lot of time on it.
You guys better be in mourning for at least 3 years, or I'm going to come and haunt you.
Okay, all right. I probably just committed some racist offense by saying that.
I'm tired of it.
I'm tired of listening to it. I'm tired of talking about it. The only thing that I found interesting was that that President Obama and the British Prime Minister took a selfie yesterday. Did you see that?
That's really weird.
Oh, my God. And then there's, wait a minute, the Deaf Federation.
What?
There was, the South African Deaf Federation.
Yes.
There's an interpreter on stage for Nelson Mandela's memorial. Was a fake.
What do you mean?
Well, the person who was supposedly translating for those who are not able to hear was not translating properly, according to their Deaf Federation.
So, he said, hey, guys, I'm a sign language expert.
Yeah.
They put him up on stage and then he didn't know sign language?
Apparently. That sort of reminds me of what John Kennedy said in Germany, "If ein Bong Langa Bonga Sunga," which meant I'm going to have a donut. Remember?
No. But you know how, speaking of weird translations, okay, so you know how people have tattoos everywhere, and I'm sorry if I'm derailing you, but it's one of my tattoos.
No, go ahead, it's fine. Yeah.
All right. You know how people have, like, tattoos everywhere now? It's like a big deal.
Yeah.
Fine. You're making an expression. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that I don't get are, like, the purely white people who have, like, the Chinese writing on them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so they have, like, the little symbols. And, you know, if I were a tattoo person, I would mess with us, because they have no idea. Like, you know, it says, oh, this one means power, or this one means strength. I'd make it mean, like, beef and broccoli. You know what I mean? Orange chicken tattooed on my arm. How do you even know? You wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't know. That's right. You don't know. That's very true. Do not
Kung
know.
Kung Pao chicken.
Mm-hmm. 888-302-3684.
Thank you for that moment.
You're welcome.
I don't know if it went as well as I thought, but.
There are. It was fine. Can I keep moving, though? I don't want to spend too much time here. Let's move along. The families who are split apart by divorce.
Yeah.
Wondering what to do.
What about me? Go ahead.
What to do for the celebration of either Christmas or Kwanzaa or Hanukkah, winter solstice, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very emotional time of year. So I have a couple of things that I wanted to address, especially if you're in a family where your parents have just broken up this year. There's no easy solution for this, by the way, with most families, because there are a lot of complications anyway at this time of year, don't you think?
I do.
And so,
my advice, though, to parents, if you've just broken up, put your own egos aside and, help your kids get through the holiday.
Well, that's what it ought to be about. The children ought not to be about you. So if you decide you can't live together, you want to be together, fine. But don't screw up the kids because
of that. Make it easy for them for Christmas. Don't pressure them to be certain places.
So the questions on where they spent Christmas Eve, when they opened their presents, how do they get to each parent's home, what about the grandparents on each side, where do they eat their family meal, that kind of stuff. There are a lot of families, most families, I think, that have holiday traditions. I remember mine from when I was very young, and I think it partially upset me, even though the people I was around weren't when I look back on it, weren't very cool. It still was a tradition that I was used to.
And when you're a kid, you don't realize it so much.
No, we don't think about, the abuse that sometimes. I had an uncle that was, woof, man. But the point is that I'm going to ask you to start thinking now. You got 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today is Christmas, right?
Yep.
So think about it. And I think we will be on the air live on Christmas, by the way. That I originally was. Thought, yeah.
Some of us may have made other plans until you changed your mind.
I was going to get on a plane and go to California on Christmas Day, but I'm not going to do that now. So we'll be here for Christmas. Whoever would like to celebrate Christmas with us, you are welcome to do that. Even if it's me all by myself, I will celebrate with you. Anyway, back to the planning. My suggestion is that now is the time to start planning so that you don't get yourself into a hole, you don't make a mess out of Christmas, you don't make your children's life miserable, you don't stress out, and I'm sure there's a rotating holiday schedule. For heaven's sakes, my daughter, one of the reasons that I'm not going to bother to go to California is because my daughter and her husband are doing his family this year, so she's not going to be around, and I'm not invited, although I was a couple of years ago, but I didn't get invited this year. I don't know what I did, but I didn't get invited. So,
a good word with you with Dr. Joel?
I could go over, I could go to Jennifer's house if I wanted to.
Absolutely.
I'm sure I could do that. But I'm not going to do that. I may even start driving back to California on Christmas Day. I may wait till New Year's. We'll see. But at any rate, the point is that my children, interestingly enough, and in this case, my daughter's spouse, comes from a divorced family. So they go from his father, Jennifer knows Matthew, who's my daughter's husband, knows her father. So they go to his house, then they go to the mother's house, and then they go to another house that's one other relative, and they make this trip three or four different stops. And so have they accommodated? Well, there's divorce there, a couple of them that have been, basically in place for 20-some-odd years. So they figured out how to do it. If you haven't figured out how to spend quality time with the people that are important, and if you can't put your own ego, as Jennifer suggested, aside, you're a lousy parent. This is not about you. This is not about your divorce. This is not about all of the fussing and mussing and messing. This is about your children and really what the meaning is. What the meaning
is. And it really is true.
Bite the bullet and put your ego aside.
No matter how old your kids are, the pressure that comes from having a divorced family is it's tough. I mean, I'm 35 and it can be rough.
I don't say to my children, if they need to do other stuff, Brendan's going to be working on Christmas, so he won't be around anyway. So what, That would never fly with me, though.
If you're my daddy.
Really?
I mean, I even feel bad now. I want you to come, spend Christmas with me. Because everybody needs somewhere to go on Christmas. That's true.
But the point of my suggesting to people who are listening that they figure this out is because if you're going to have something of meaning that day, Don't let the meaning of the day be that you can't get along or you aren't mature enough to get along with your ex-spouse. I remember when Tony and I, you know, we were divorced.
Yeah, but you were kind of like my parents were, kind of, you know, fun, dysfunctional. Like, you guys would still spend holidays together.
Yeah, we did, but it took a while. It took a few years after a second husband and all that stuff. We did here and there, but we never fought about the kids. I didn't put up a fuss about Christmas or anything. The kids could do if they want to be there or here, wherever they want to be. It was fine. It usually was a split day, or sometimes I did, as you mentioned, Jennifer, spend the day with Tony, and I even one year with her husband. But she she did what I started to talk about. She did the same thing with both of us. She waited until the day after Christmas of the year that she asked it for a divorce. So when she came to me, it was 19.
A lot of couples do that. There are rules, you know.
70,
it's either like before Thanksgiving or like a few weeks after New Year's or something. Yeah. Like there's whole time frame when you can't disrupt things.
Right. So you wait till after Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Not to stab anybody at Christmas morning.
Right. Joe is in Ocean City, Maryland. Joe, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Good morning, guys.
Morning. Hi. What's on your mind?
When Jennifer was talking about the Chinese tattoos, it reminded me of something that I do. It's kind of funny. You can buy a translator app, or it's free, actually, for your phone. And what you do is you take a word, and you pick a language, and then you speak it into the phone, and then it tells you how to say the word in the language that you pick. So I learned how to say thank you in Chinese, and when I go into my Chinese carryouts, you know, obviously they start talking Chinese in front of you.
And then
when they give me my bag of food, I tell them thank you, and you just gotta watch the look on their faces.
Because you know they're talking about you.
Right, and it's like, oh my God, they just heard everything I said, you know?
Because I have this thing with going to get a pedicure, and you know, typically there's Asian people doing the pedicures where I go, and they're always constantly talking in their own language, and I know they're saying, "Oh, look at the toenails on this girl," you know, I know they're saying something,
just learn how to say thank you or have a nice day, and it'll blow their mind.
All right.
Gonna do it. Great tip.
All right, Joe. You've got something else for us to think about. Good man. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, by the way. It's not too early to wish that. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. I wish these bags under my eyes would just go away. That's what somebody said to me, and I said to them, really, this is true. Here's the way to get rid of the bags under your eyes. Use GenuCell, GenuCell. It's a new serum with stem cell technology having been used to develop the formula. You use GenuCell, I use GenuCell. Instant effects. You'll see GenuCell working in the first 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. So if you're in the mood to get rid of the lines, they go away. If you want to get rid of the crow's feet, they go away. You want to get rid of the puffiness under your eyes? They go away. Call this number, 800-543-9262. Order GenuCell for yourself. It's inexpensive enough. Order three or four rounds of it and use it as stocking stuffers or quick gifts for people that you care about who would not be offended when you tell them, hey, this is for you and your beauty. I love the way you look. You could even look better if you get rid of those bags under your eyes. Puffiness gone. 800-543-9262. The product is called GenuCell. When you mention Doug Steffen as you call, you're going to get an amazing face cream called Esotique as an additional gift. So two things for the price of one. And you also, as you place your order, because it's Christmas time, get free express holiday shipping. Guaranteed delivery by Christmas. GenuCell. 800-543-9262.
At Sports Authority, find the best holiday gifts for everyone on your shopping list. We have thousands of items on sale now, including 25% off Under Armour Big Logo hoodies this week only. And when you enter our $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes, you'll have a chance to win hundreds of prizes. Visit sportsauthority.com to enter and see official rules. Shop in-store and online for great deals on the brands you love and see why there's nothing like the gift of sport. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Will you be a naughty driver or a nice driver this holiday season? A new survey reveals an uptick in aggressive driving around the winter holidays, which isn't surprising given increased traffic and stress. Chris Mullen is with State Farm.
Aggressive driving can include speeding, tailgating, and improper lane changing or passing. 64% of our respondents said that they've experienced an act of aggressive driving 6 times or more in the last 3 months. Almost half admitted to driving aggressively in the last 3 months, and also a third said that their likelihood to engage in aggressive driving increases during the winter holidays.
How can drivers be nicer on the road?
First, obey traffic laws. Speeding accounts for 1/3 of all fatal car crashes in America. Second, control your emotions. Remember, it's not a race and it's not personal. So give other drivers space and the benefit of the doubt.
For more on the survey and safe driving tips, visit statefarm.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Season, remember, easy for you. A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exogen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exogen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExogenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Don't forget now to post our on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. You can use Twitter at Good Day as well for the best health tips for the cold and flu season. You'll be eligible for some blankets and thermometers we're giving away from Exogen every week. So moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, people, any experience that you've had, health tips for the bad weather season that is upon us, we want to read them on the air. Kenny, I don't know if you have something there, a couple of quick ideas or examples. Be sure to get, by the way, one of these Exogen temporal scanner thermometers for your family. Very cool to have around. Mom knows best.
Tambry says, keep your hands clean and eat oranges, tangelos, and apples, and lots of hot tea with honey and lemon.
You know, somebody yesterday on the Dream Big America contest, Michael, can you get, do we have time for that? This would be very cool. This would be a, we have a program on, a part of the program on Tuesday in the 9 o'clock Eastern hour, where we present new entrepreneurial adventures, people who have great ideas that are looking for support, and we give them $20,000 in cash and support at the end of every month. So one of the competitors yesterday was a lady named Christine Wheeler, who runs Drazeal Foods in Minnesota. And what she's come up with is a tea for children. And here she is with a little information. I think you'll find this fascinating.
I was surprised to find out that tea is the most popular beverage in the world after water. I developed a love for tea while living overseas. Not only does it taste good, it's so healthy. Then the idea hit me. Why not introduce the habit of drinking tea to young kids? Good habits start early. As you know, Doug, we're fighting a battle today against childhood obesity and our children's addiction to sugary, unhealthy foods. We believe our new product, Drazeal Tea, is a realistic way to address this problem. Drazeal is the only ready-to-drink herbal tea for kids. It's naturally caffeine-free and rich in antioxidants. We infuse our herbal teas with fruit juices to create a taste kids love and adults love too. There are a lot of kids' drinks on the market that add water to the juices to bring the sugar content down, but Drazeal Tea offers so much more. We're proud our product is made using 54% organic herbal teas and 46% fruit juice, so kids get the health benefits of both juice and tea.
Pretty cool, huh? You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So if you want more information on that, that's from DrazzleFoods.com, DrazzleFoods.com. The reason they call it Drazzle is because it's lizard spelled backwards.
Oh, cute.
It is cute. 51 after on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Chilly around the country today. That's not going to affect our ears. I hope our hearing is good. This is Tech Talk time on Good Day. And we start with Shelley Palmer, who will visit with you talking about how the iPhone is making it easier to use short video app called Wine. Wine? Vine. No, it's Vine. All right, the video app Vine.
I prefer Wine. As
Wine,
a
I know you do, right? That's right. I probably said that.
I use Vine. I'm on Vine.
All right, so Shelley's going to tell you how to use it better in a moment there, Jennifer.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Vine is one of the best ways to share bite-sized videos of your life with your family and friends. Normally, to record in Vine, you need to tap and hold your finger on the screen. But the iPhone can keep a software finger on the screen for you, meaning you only have to tap the screen once to record your Vine. Head to Settings, then General, then Accessibility. Scroll down to Assistive Touch, then tap on Create New Gesture. Tap and hold on the screen for 6 seconds. Save and name the gesture, then turn on Assistive Touch. When you head back into Vine, you can tap on the Assistive Touch white dot, find your custom gesture, and enable it. Tapping the blue circle on the screen registers as a tap and hold. And when you're done, remember to turn off Assistive Touch. Otherwise, every iPhone Touch will register as a 6-second tap and hold. Happy Vining! Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
You know what I like?
like getting 30, 40, or 50% off the whole store this Friday through Sunday at Old Navy. Hay is Right. Jeans, sweaters, coats, all the good stuff is 30, 40, or 50% off. Even he's excited about those prices. Hurry in. You've got just 3 days to score 30, 40, or 50% off the whole store Friday through Sunday only at Old Navy. Offer valid on select styles and participating stores. While supplies last. Exclusive parts and clearance.
Trusting your gut is not always easy, especially when it comes to facing some thrilling adventures, but a new contest is daring a lot of people to do just that. Get gutsy. You want to find out how to get gutsy? Here's Brian Osich.
Some of life's biggest moments require a great deal of courage and often seem too daring to take on. From now until January 2nd, 2014, consumers can visit www.getgutsyaligned.com and enter a gutsy moment they have yet to accomplish. Two winners will be selected to experience their adventures. Align is a probiotic supplement that can help fortify the gut with healthy bacteria. Align contains the natural probiotic strain Bifantus, found exclusively in Align, which naturally helps fortify the digestive system with healthy bacteria with continued daily use. For more on digestive health and probiotics, visit AlignGI.com. That's healthcare now from Align. No purchase necessary. For details, including official rules, go to www.getgutsyaligned.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's a story about a fellow who called himself Mo. He was an Iranian, and apparently he made a series of threats to detonate bombs at universities and airports across the United States last year. He remained elusive for a long time, communicating via email, video chat, and using an internet-based phone service. Didn't reveal his true identity or location. So with no house to search or telephone to tap, investigators turned to a new kind of surveillance tool and technology called, well, this is from the FBI's elite hacker team, a piece of malicious software that was to be delivered secretly when this guy signed on to his Yahoo account. So the FBI can now see this guy, according to this new hacking process. He can find any computer anywhere in the world this guy is on and take pictures of him without him knowing it. The light doesn't come on. So if they can do that for these guys, what's to keep the NSA from doing it for you? These new high-tech search tools, the FBI calls them network investigating techniques, are now being used around our country. Another reason to be suspicious of what the government is all about, huh?
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.